Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
Why can't we be friends? It's because we stiff-arm men around us. No man is an island, but you know, in fact, most men are islands. And most guys are bored with their own routines, too, and frustrated by their own lack of creativity. The idea of this segment of Say the Males is to find somebody to give permission to ask you the hard questions of life, a man who can speak into your life. You know, it takes courage to open up your life to the scrutiny of other men, but there's a freedom that comes with that when you have nothing to hide. Today's mantra, autonomy. But true inner happiness is mutual accountability and interdependence. Coming from deep-spirited friendships, that's what this is all about today. We're talking to men who have become authentic with other men, and they're going to give us the benefit of that experience. We call everybody Bob, B-O-B, because this is the Bunch of Buds, B-O-B, Bob segment. I call each of my guests Bob in order to give him anonymity. And now to this excerpt from my conversation with Bob.
Bob, when you and your family decided to turn off the television and or at least greatly restrict your own viewing, how did that occur? I mean, what was the scenario there?
We just prayed about it, and over time we just became more active. And as we got closer to the Lord, there was more and more things on there that was offensive to us. And things that are offensive to me now, I was accepting, and you know, they weren't offensive to me 6 or 8 months ago or a year ago. And it's been a gradual process. I mean, we would watch one or two shows, and then, you know, eventually we cut those down to virtually nothing, you know. And during the newscast, there's you know, going to be a Victoria's Secret commercial or what have you, you know, come on, and you've got to get up and go get a glass of tea or go to the bathroom or something during those times. So, we just prayed about it and talked about it and decided that our family time was a priority over television.
You know, speaking of Victoria's Secret, Bob, that you had mentioned, I know that at my house, we have done some of the similar things, and I know that with that particular catalog, it's amazing that twice in the fall, that comes in right before Christmas.
Right.
And I know that for me, I have to make a conscientious effort. I say, when that thing comes in, you know, I've got to kick that into the trash can immediately, because one look and it's all over for me. And another thing that, and I don't know where I heard this, but you've got to develop, as you have just talked about, a first defense. Your eyes have got to develop a first defense perimeter, because we are so visually oriented. I can see a lot of guys listening to us right now, Bob, going, where have these guys been dropped on their head?
Right.
You know, they go, they are nuts. You know, there's nothing wrong with looking at the menu as long as we don't order.
That's right.
Well, the fact of the matter is, though, is that, you know, the greatest contentment, the greatest enjoyment on earth, humanly speaking, is a great deep level of intimacy with one's wife.
That's right.
And if you've got these visual images, they are hindering the deepest level of intimacy with your wife. And it may be in lovemaking that a guy is thinking about another woman.
Exactly.
And don't think that your wife does not pick that up. She
That's
may not,
exactly right.
You know, she may not recognize that your mind is somewhere else and that there are three of you in bed, but she knows that for
something's wrong.
Yeah, something's wrong, that you are not really there with her.
Right.
And most women do not realize the extent of the powerful temptations in this particular area that men go through. And in today's hedonistic society, you know, it's just compounded, and a guy is just clobbered out there,
right,
isn't he?
And I tell you, one study I read that one of the biggest side effects of somebody really being addicted to pornography is impotency, you know, and that's you know, I, I've I've talked with people that were really, really into pornography, and that's one problem that they have had, is impotence with their mate. It's an ironic thing how those things rob you of true sexual fulfillment with your mate.
And what happens, of course, is that the level of stimulation, I guess we would say visually, has to be heightened all the time with the guy, because once you start with softcore pornography, then it usually has got to lead to hardcore pornography, and then he's got to take it to another level. And if he's just with his wife and that's all, if he's not getting that other stimulation, I believe that's where the impotence comes in. All right. Well, while we're on this issue, anything else that comes to mind, Bob? You have really given us some insight here.
Well, that's kind of been my experiences, and God has definitely used small men's groups along with other things, small groups, period, to influence my life and to get a deeper walk with Him.
No, no. No man is an island. Oh no, no. No man is an island, and no man stands alone. Treat each man as your brother, and remember each man's dream as your own.
No man is an island, and that's how come, dude, it's good for you to have a tight bud, a deep-spirited friend. And incidentally, I know that what we're presenting here is some countercultural ideas, okay? And I know you're not going to buy these ideas just lock, stock, and barrel. Only thing I would like for you to do is to at least seriously consider what is considered a radical point of view today. For instance, on the porn situation, just remember that mainstream network television now gives up to 15 sexual situations or innuendos per hour. And if you count the commercials, that's about 20. Remember that when you are thinking about another woman in your heart, then you're losing a level of intimacy with your own wife. And when you lose intimacy with your own wife, did you know what that does? It robs you of the kind of security and joy and happiness that every man wants.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.